This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has registered the highest ever growth in the value of defence production in 2023-24. The value of production has reached nearly 1,27,000 crore rupees in 2023-24, which is 16.8% higher than the value of production of the previous financial year. Sharing the information in a social media post today, Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh said, "The Make in India program is crossing new milestones year after year under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi." Mr. Singh congratulated the industry, including defence public sector undertakings, other public sector undertakings, manufacturing defence items and the private industry. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the country for the achievement. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the government is fully committed to nurturing a supportive environment to further enhance capabilities and establish the country as a leading global defence manufacturing hub. The Prime Minister said this will enhance the country's security apparatus and make India self-reliant. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said Indian Railways is manufacturing 2,500 general coaches this year under a special drive. The minister was speaking today after signing of MOU between Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya of Indian Railways and leading commercial aircraft manufacturer Airbus. Mr. Vaishnav also informed that Railways is running about 10,000 special trains this summer season to fulfill the heavy demand during this period. The minister said the government's prime focus has been to cater to the economically weaker section and middle class. NEET PG entrance examination 2024 will be held on 11th of next month and to be conducted in two shifts. The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences has issued the revised schedule of the examination today. The exam was postponed last month, a day ahead of the scheduled date of examination. The decision was taken in the wake of allegations regarding the integrity of certain competitive examinations. In the United Kingdom, the Labour Party has secured a landslide victory in the parliamentary election, defeating the ruling Conservatives. As per the latest data, Labour has won 410 of the 650 seats, crossing the threshold of 326 seats for a working majority in the House of Commons. With a huge majority in the parliamentary election, Keir Starmer of the Labour Party is set to become Britain's next Prime Minister, ending 14 years of the often tumultuous Conservative government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Keir Starmer on his victory in the UK general elections. Mr. Modi has said that he looks forward to their positive and constructive collaboration to further strengthen the India-UK comprehensive strategic partnership. Mr. Modi has also expressed gratitude to Rishi Sunak for his active contribution in deepening India-UK ties during his term in office. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for very heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand and most parts of northeast India for today and tomorrow. Heavy rainfall is very likely over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh during the next 3 to 4 days. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the Indian contingent heading for the Paris Olympics 2024 later this month. Interacting with the athletes yesterday, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that the contingent will bring glory to India. The Prime Minister said this time the government has made an effort to activate the Indian community in Paris for the ease of connectivity of the Indian athletes. In women's cricket, India will face South Africa in the first T20 International of the three-match series in Chennai this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. In Wimbledon tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden will take on German pair of Hendrik Jebbens and Konstantin Frentzen in the second round of men's double this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.